Blog Talk Radio.
Something with you this morning. I was going to close this out, and I've been studying because I really, really got to get this. So many of you on here don't understand how many people's lives are at stake here. So many of you don't understand how much biblical prophecy is coming alive here. So many of you don't understand how many puzzle pieces are coming together with this teaching here. And at this particular time in your life. So went after day, I knew that I needed to study a little bit more, because if you recall, I talked to the people here at the Tedline or at the Healing Home or at the Ministry House, whichever one they're at, all the time. And generally, every morning when I get off the Tedline, I call them up and I ask them, what did you get from that Tedline this morning? And I use them to critique me and my teaching, see if it's being effective. Well, I know that we're all moving up in Christ Jesus. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But I also know how all this started. And it all started because God sent a deliverance that I thought was just going to be a miracle and move on. God started a deliverance that was going to teach me some things that were going to stay with me the rest of my life and usher my own personal ministry into another level with God. Now, though there are some people on this Tedline, and you are going through an incredible time of suffering. There are other people on this Tedline who are going through an incredible time of blessing. There are some people on this Tedline that are broke. There are some people on this Tedline, I don't know who you are, but you're rich. There are some people moving into the wealth, and there are some people that are going to stay right where they are. But it's all determined on one thing, your own level of faith in God, not in yourself, not in any living human being, but your faith in God. So yesterday I said, okay, I'm going to close this out, because I think today we're at part four. Some of you didn't know that over here we've been on a fast, and we've been doing Holy Communion, because you cannot begin to teach on the things of the enemy. Remember Mammon, he pushed back. You have no way of knowing during the course of this thing, and I know, because I know why. First, it was hot. The AC went out. Then, prior to that, it was cold, and the heat went out. But I was determined. Then, one of my spiritual daughters and sons said, here, get the AC fixed. I did. I looked at every option. And God sent somebody, a AC guy, HVAC guy. And the exact amount of money that my spiritual son and daughter had sent me was the exact amount of money required to fix it. So then it got cool. It got cool. The heat went out. I said, oh, I knew I was under spiritual attack. I didn't even say anything to anybody. People came here to be delivered in the middle of my own personal spiritual attack, where the Lord was trying to thrust me forward. The enemy did not want me to go forward because one of the scriptures that this ministry is built on is the Lord God uncovering the hidden things of darkness and opening people up so that they're able to praise God and worship God. That happened. Then the local witches got crazy. Because, see, Satan will stir up. Remember Lucifer, who became Satan, who became all them other names, the originator of multiple personality disorder. The originator of spiritual identity theft. So he stirred up the witches, and they came and did some of their normal stuff, you know. Killed a few birds, killed a few chickens. Then he tried to get in the dogs. That's easy. I just cast that out. They're easy to keep free. And then he did all kind of stuff. I found out that I'm one of the people in that Equifax breach. I didn't say anything. I said, okay, God, I know you got my back, my front, my sides, my up and my down. And for whatever reason, I don't get bent out of shape about this stuff because I know God's got me. And I know he has you too. And I know that your faith is going to be tested. Please, you must understand your faith is going to be tested. And God is going to reveal those things that are hidden, sequestered, suppressed, oppressed, repressed, and depressing you. So then a demon transferred from somebody hit every bone in my body. And I'm saying, God, you know, I'm going to do this if I die. And I'm going to leave something that I'm going to try to do it a day in advance so that if I do die, it'll be left here as a legacy. The pain just went. And then I remembered that scripture about your bones. See, I had repeated that scripture. That's why the scriptures say, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. To have this word, you got to know this word by memory. You can't be running to no book, even although it's the greatest book ever written. But God said he want to write his word on the tablets of your heart so that when you need it, you can just pull it up right out your heart. So then I say, okay, they done compromised everything. God, I say, what, you know, okay, this is it. Okay, so be it. But I kept right on with this here Lucifer. Lucifer is the spirit problem. So yesterday, if you recall, I was talking about those other fallen angels, brought it back around to Lucifer. Well, it just tired me out because in this study, I've been putting in like 16, 18 hours a day compiling this information. And yesterday, I was like exhausted, just flat out exhausted. But I started putting the deliverance together. And as I was putting the deliverance together, oh yeah, by the way, I had to go out. I mean, I had to invest in maybe $200 worth of books so that I would be up to date. And I still don't have all the books I need, but I'll get them. Probably got to invest another $300-$400 in some books. But you see, it's not the books, because what I'm looking at is the living testimony. As you're going through things, you got to watch the living signs that God sends through gifted people. God will send gifted people to you to be delivered so that he can uncover the gifting in them, which is the next part of the puzzle. You know that song, you know that scripture, great is the mystery of godliness. If the devil had known that crucifying Jesus was going to bring salvation to all mankind, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have done it. So the thing that brought all this out in the open was, I'm beginning to look at what God is revealing in his word and then, you know, typing it for you, for me, for those of you that need it, and those of you that are going to need it and don't even know you need it yet. This is what I saw. I saw a particular cult. Two, actually. And I saw a couple of particular churches. And then, as I was doing all this, I'm looking at the spiritual news coming from Mike over here. I'm looking at the perverted technology news coming from Jose over there. And I'm multitasking, and I'm asking God, like, okay, how does all this work? And you see what I found out, and what I'm finding out is that most cult leaders and most men and women that become cult leaders start out right with God. Most preachers that go off to the left-hand path, they call it, start out right with God. They start out as God's men and God's women. And then they get perverted. And it seems that the number one perverter, lust and the will. If you recall, a couple days before I went into this Lucifer, what led me into Lucifer was that I was looking into that Heaven's Gate and the connection between Heaven's Gate and Texas, in particular Corpus Christi. And then I swung over to Houston because I was seeking answers. And I still don't have it all. But during the course of that, some people, I was in the deliverance room just taking a nap and had an open vision. It wasn't an open vision. It was really two people tried to soul travel and astral travel in the room. I looked at them because two human spirits. I looked at them because I didn't know them. And then I just rebuked them, and they left. And they were in twos. Then I had another vision of another two. And each one of those visions, the people were trying to stop me from delivering these messages here. And then today, I believe I had a visit from messenger angel. I have to say I believe, because there's no exactness to it. But having been visited by messenger angels before, in 2006, 2006. And the messenger angel, when I asked the angel what his name was, angel said, Gabriel. I said, okay. And it said, I want you to read Daniel. Okay. And then he didn't say he wanted me to read Daniel. He said, God wanted me to read Daniel. I said, okay. And in Daniel, it spoke about Gabriel. But it also spoke about something else. It spoke about the watchers. Watchers are not new to me, because if you go to Demon Busters, if you ever been to Demon Busters, it says an evangelist shared her testimony with us about the watchers. That was me. And they used to have my name up there, but they took my name down because too many people were coming to the ministry from them. And so they just left it up there under Incubus and Succubus. You'll see that I shared that testimony with them back in 1990-something. And they put it up there, and all those quotes you see there, me and this other lady, and her ministry used to be called, she was quoting me too. Jesus is Lord, I think that was the name of her ministry. They're all quoting me. And so then, yesterday, God said, go back, you're not finished yet. I said, what? He said, go back to your book that I gave you and go back and look at the self-deliverance I gave you and look at page. And so I went back and I looked at page 80. And then the Holy Spirit said, you see where it says on page 80 in the spirits are subject unto you. See, I don't know which copy you have. So it could be another page number because it's been done over a lot of times. So what I did, I just read. But I knew if the Holy Spirit was telling me to look at page 80, he knew which version and which copy I was going to pull up. So I went to page. The only thing I kept seeing on page 80 was the Holy Spirit kept illuminating necromancy, kindred supporting spirits, religious spirits, and I'm thinking, yeah, okay. But on that page 80 was also polygamy, pedophile, spirits cast out. So I said, okay. Then the Holy Spirit said, just keep reading it. I said, okay, I will. It wasn't until I got over here to page 83. On page 83, it says, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command out of me their seeds and roots, their works, thoughts, deeds, actions, and effects under the authority of Abaddon, or Apollyon the Destroyer, the Terminator. God had revealed the Terminator to me, the angel of the bottomless pit, the tormentor. So then I just kept reading. But down here, it says, all spirits of Satan's kingdom in any way, shape, or form added by Issachar prophet ritualism. And then it goes on down by the dumb and deaf spirit. But here's where I have forgotten. On page 85, in the spirits are subject unto you, under deliver yourself, self-deliverance. It says, Lord Jesus, I command out of me all spirits, their works, thoughts, deeds, actions, effects of their seed and roots of Nephilim, Geborim, giants, mighty men of renown, science fiction, UFOs, aliens, extraterrestrials, hybrids, crop circles, so forth, so on. Remote writing, Loch Ness, Bigfoot, psychic brain waves, brain suggested, and weird body movements. All of the doctrines of demons, wives, and brides of Satan, and all spirits of anti-life. All unknown spirits of bondage, domination, manipulation, control. And in my self-deliverance, I always have unclean spirits, familiar spirits of bondage, and evil spirits, because I had identified them as the most common, the most prevalent. But over there on page 84, I command out of me the works, deeds, action, thoughts, and deeds of all witchcraft, divination, familiar spirits, astrology, clairvoyance, conjure, witch, wizard, enchanter, hypnotist, medium, mimicry, mutterer, necromancer, pantomime and peepertom, soothsayer, stargazer, teraphim, and ventriloquist. All nature spirits, fairies, elves, water spirits, any and all airway spirits sent by any witch. At that time, I thought male witches were warlocks. See, since I wrote this book, I know that there's no such thing as a warlock. They are witches. Covens, wizard, sorceress, or spiritualist. And God said to me, the Holy Spirit, I'm teaching you more in-depth knowledge of what I gave you when you first did this. Think about where you are. Think about when you had the encounter with the Watchers. You see, if you go on Demon Busters, and they're going to say, this evangelist who gave us the information about the Watchers, that was me. Ever identified by name, but that was me way back there then. And brothers and sisters, when I first became acquainted with the Watchers, Watchers will manifest. Even when witches put Watchers to monitor you, Dr. Olakoya call them monitoring spirits. But they're watchers. They watch what you do. How many of you have ever gone to bed at night and look like you see two eyes watching you from the corner of the ceiling or the room? How many of you have been in a room and out the corner of your eye you see something dart across the floor? Or are you sitting up and something dart across your eyes? That's how the watchers operate. Watchers watch. And so then the Holy Spirit said, you cannot finish this teaching without exposing the watchers. He said, the rest of it you already got there in your book, and most of the people have not even looked at what you had there under that self-deliverance. He said, even if they hadn't known what it was, if they had called it out, they could have been protected from. Now, this is what. And then God from inherited any spiritual inheritance from any bad angels. So I said, okay, I don't know what really that means. This is beyond me. At first I was thinking, man, it's getting too deep for me, because I don't like that deep stuff, because it'll make you crazy. But I realized I was already in it, and that's what the Holy Spirit had to remind me of. I've been ministering the deep stuff ever since this. And he reminded me that you did a teaching on the Gregory and the Shadow Man on Omega Man Radio. Erica, what do you think the Shadow Man is? And I said, well, could it be Watchers? He said, of course, Erica. Only they not called Watchers. They call the Egregory. And that's what I gave you teach about on Omega Man 2 years ago. But you went on and you taught it by faith because I gave it to you. But now I'm giving you in-depth insight, and you're going to be able to connect it with the teaching, and you're going to see that what I gave you way back then is manifesting right now. You see, on that page 85, and God gave me page 80 because God know that I was going to keep going, because when I don't understand something, I keep searching. And sometimes God give you things just to confound the enemy. He knows you're going to come up with the truth. Also knows that he wants you to dig in front of it, behind it, and keep digging in it. So I said, okay. And then I began to think, well, wait a minute. These guys been talking about this a long time, and I just kind of half paid them attention. I would buy the book, interest me, or if it was something I was uncovering right then. But when that angel came and said his name was Gabriel, I told my husband about it. About 2006. I was battling occultism with Jose. So I don't even know if Jose remembers when that angel. No, I don't know, because, see, Jose had not had that stroke. That stroke was a direct hit from Lucifer, who became Satan. But it wasn't from Lucifer per se. It was from one of the fallen angels. It was actually from one of the Watchers who had been empowered by Satanism and occultism. So I got this email from the person. You're on here this morning, I believe. I can't see. can't see because I'm on another setup. But I'm going to try to see if I see you, and I'm going to answer your question. Yes, you're on here. The vision that I saw was not of a Coptic Orthodox priest. The vision that I saw was your own particular destiny in Christ. Because in the Holy Spirit and in Christ, we are called to be kings and priests unto God. And in the vision that God brought forth through you and your anointing, I was able to see kingly anointing manifest and how it's supposed to look when it's genuine and real in a human being. That what I saw was a king. But God had to use your anointing to come here, because every time God gets ready to take me on another level, he always sends a prophet. And he always sends a prophet that doesn't know they're a prophet, called by God to a prophetic anointing. So as you're listening to me this morning, brothers and sisters, I've got to expose the watchers and the fact that, see, God gave Mike a word, and Mike texted to me, and I didn't know what it meant, but it was right at the same time. And the word, the Holy Spirit spoke a living word to my culture. And so finally, as I was trying to get ready, if you notice, yesterday I spoke about Daniel. I didn't know that that was the same scripture and the same word that that angel had given me when it came in Alabama. I think it scared me. I believe I called Brother Joe at work, my husband, and I said, look, something happened. I don't know what it was, and I'm not, all I know is it took me to Daniel, and it said in an audible voice, because I said, who are you? Why are you here? Say, I'm a messenger. And I said, oh, a messenger angel came. Brothers and sisters, so yesterday, God said, you're not finished. You cannot do deliverance until bows the watchers. And the role that the watchers had, which is the opening to the giving of the witchcraft, of the cult you were concerned about. And the Holy Spirit let me know, look up the Gregory, and you're going to find that the Gregory, if you recall, Erica, is another name for watchers. I've been having you cast those spirits out for 25 years. Along with the spirit of anti-life. I don't get it in a real sophisticated way, like some people do, because I am not sophisticated. I'm educated, but I'm not sophisticated. And I have to have things broken down to me like you break it down to a kid, because God told me, I want you to teach at an eighth grade reading level. So I have to get the sophisticated stuff and break it down, and then I can understand it. And I have to have it broken down so that I can understand. So you see, I've got to break down these watchers because, brothers and sisters, in the Book of Enoch, which we know, I've read it. And I just went on and moved on. But in the Old Testament, in Daniel, and I read it yesterday, which is a result of what's happening right now. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 13 and 17, there's reference made to the Irin or watchers. Okay? An order of angels. And even in the Hebrew, the Irin were a high order of angels that sat on the supreme council of the heavenly court. So do you see how all this stuff is being tied together? I knew when I got off this TED line yesterday that when I did the deliverance that people were going to be healed and people were going to be delivered. I knew that, but I didn't know why. In the apocryphal books of Enoch and Jubilees, the watchers had been sent to earth by God to teach law and justice to humankind. Also says that these watchers, these angels, taught the signs of the earth, would that be astrology and all that, the resolving of enchantments, the making of weapons of war. They taught astrology, the knowledge of the clouds. They taught the art of cosmetics. They taught the mystery of the stars. They taught writing. They taught the knowledge of the moon. They taught herbal enchantments, and they taught the signs of the sun, considered forbidden knowledge. And I said, let me look at something. In the book of Genesis, these same angels are referred to as the sons of God. And according to our Christian beliefs, their sin filled the earth with violence and the world was destroyed, remember, by the flood as a result of their intervention. And that is why I had put them in the self-deliverance in the Spirits I Subject Unto You book on page 85. So you say, well, why did God tell you to go to page 80? Because page 80 is deliverance from witchcraft. And God knew that I was going to have to tie this all together. So the majority of the cults, I told you, was based on wheel worship. Now, that sounded really simple, but brothers and sisters, it's not. Wheel worship is I will worship. And who said the great I will? Lucifer, who became Satan out of heaven. because of that. Okay? Listen, brothers and sisters, I've got to go back to the beginning. I've got to research this thing today and put it all together. And then I'm going to be able to effectively do deliverance. If you have sickness, disease, if you are bound up, disturbed, and troubled, I need to give you a date, and I believe I can do that, and I'm going to go back to the way, my original way God gave me. In the spirit, so I subject unto you. Now, don't think I had dug up the name of every demon and every evil angel that existed. And I was prepared to do deliverance just on that. And that's, woo, because I wanted to see what God was going to do. But God wanted me to be better than seeing what he was going to do. He wanted me to know what he's going to do. God's going to undo the work which all these magicians have done to the men and women of God. The Bible says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it happen because you're going to see it happen for you. The watchers were named watchers because they were the stars. They were the eyes of night, brothers and sisters. That was another one of their names, eyes of night. The watchers are what is referred to in the Bible as the principalities of the air. In the New Testament, Paul calls the fallen angels principalities. And he says, we're not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. It was also Paul who called Lucifer, who became Satan, the prince of the power of the air, and thus made the connection of Satan himself connected to a star. Isaiah 14:12-15. And ethereal beings, spirits, angels. Remember the good angels and the bad angels. These were the good angels who became bad angels, just like Lucifer became Satan. And they're not demons, because the demons came as a result of the good angels turned bad angels, having sex with women. And when the flood came, because they were not 100% human, those spirits could possibly have survived. Those spirits that survive have been associated with elemental natures of earth, air, fire, and water. Okay. And that would attribute and make real the knowledge of jinn, because jinn, now I understand, are angels, but they're described as being made of fire. So if jinn are angels composed of fire, then they must be angels composed of air, earth, and water. It just makes sense. So we got to deal with them all in this deliverance. I'm going to deal with them all. I'm going to deal with the watchers. I'm going to deal with the fallen angels. I'm going to deal with the demons. But then there's a whole other proposed set of angels that are neither good nor evil, and that they had only partially fallen from the heavens. And it's said in witchcraft getting systems, and that's how I first found out about the watchers, when I was dealing with the witches and had to cast the watchers out, who were supposedly, I didn't know at that time, that the watchers guard portals, supposedly, that link worlds together, called the angels of the four elements. These watchers are associated with the four quarters of the north, the south, the east, and the west. They're linked to the solstice and the equinox, as well as to specific stars. And they provided bearded knowledge that has passed down through sages and mages who we know now are sorcerers and wizards. And due to the fact that the languages in the Tower of Babel, you have these workers on the dark side in every tribe and every nation, but it all came through the influence of angels, these bad angels, and the cohabitation of these watchers with the daughters of men everywhere. And you know what else? You know Jehovah's Witness, the term watch towers. Look, watch towers, derived from a revelation to that man who formed them and formed the cult of the Jehovah's Witness. Same way with the Mormons. Joseph Smith said an angel came to him, named whatever the angel name was, and gave him the information on those whatever the thing, the Books of Mormon, and there you have the Mormons. The Watchers, in many traditions, are not only the guardians of the portals to other realms, but guess what? They're also protectors of the magic circle and witnesses to these rites. Because each of the ruling watchers oversees a watchtower, which is now a portal. Which makes up, I know it's crazy. A ritual circle. You see, in ancient times, a tower was a military fighting unit, and a watchtower was a guarding home unit, similar to like the National Guard. So in Enoch 1, I saw, because they have a whole book on the Watchers. Not just a book. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, well, I'm not even going to go there. I was going to give you a little bit of history lesson about the Ethiopian Bible that was kept hidden. But you look this stuff up, because I'm just sharing the information and I'm going to do the deliverance. Okay? I'm not recruiting nothing and nobody. I'm going to stay on this tail line till I get relieved of it from God. But it has a lot of information, and a lot of information also came from the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I would advise you this, though. I would advise you to get you an Aramaic Bible, because I'm sure that most of you know Jesus' native language was Aramaic. I have one, but I'm not. I have the George Peshitta Aramaic Bible. It's an old one, because I don't trust some of the new stuff. But when you had time, go on Omega Man and look up that when I did that teaching. I had it up on my website, and I took it down. I took it down because I thought it was old. I might need to put it back up. And Egregory is an angel, sometimes called a watcher. In Hebrew, the word is IR, and the concept appears in the book of Enoch. Irim, the city of the Nephilim, is again linked with the book of Enoch. The Nephilim, according to that book, were the sons of the Irim, the Egregories. And remember, even there it says that the Egregories are angels on both sides of the camp, fallen angels as well as faithful angels. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand. I don't know where Reggie is at on it. I had to ask her. But I also have written this book. Never did anything with it. It's going to be called now Tedline Spiritual Understanding. But I wrote that thing in 2005, maybe. I wrote it before then, but in 2006, I asked Jose to read it for me and to let me know and to edit it. Because when I wrote it then, it was about, man, I don't know, 400 pages. But I'm going to see if Reggie is on here. Reggie, are you on here? I just opened up your line.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. How far have you gotten with the book on? Can you hear me?
Yes.
How far have you gotten with the rewrite on my book of spiritual understanding? What? How many chapters you on now?
I finished
just
lesson three.
I'm sorry.
Lesson three.
Okay, because see, there's a feedback. That's what I'm saying. There's a feedback. I mean, a little delay when you answer. What page number are you on? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know the page. It's on lesson three. I'll be starting lesson four.
Okay. See, I wrote this stuff. Is there any date on that, when I wrote that?
Let me double check. 1 second.
While she's double checking, I don't like dead air. But I have written that so that people would have a more in-depth spiritual understanding of the Bible, of the Word of God. And this was after I wrote The Spirits Are Subject Unto You, after I wrote the Integrated Healing Prayer Model, Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so that you could understand and have the background information to work with what is in The Spirits Are Subject Unto You. Then I went back again and I wrote Spiritual Understanding so that it would be broken down even more so that you would have biblical spiritual understanding. And it's just simple. What number are you on? Did you say already?
No, Ms. Erica, there's no date on here. And the numbers are different. I have to log on.
You don't have to. No problem. Anyway, I want you to be able, and now it's an absolute necessity that you're being delivered for a reason, brothers and sisters, so that God can use you in His kingdom here on this earth. But what good is it for you to be delivered if you don't have the basic foundational information to be able to use what you got? You see, when God, when Jesus came into your heart, filled you with Himself and God, there was a gap. And the way it appears to me is that, okay, your spirit man was regenerated, filled with God's Holy Spirit, set apart to God. Then you have a soul where many areas within you have to die. And that becomes what? Sanctification, and happens. And then the body, God prepared for the body to be healed. Hallelujah. That's the reason for your healing, so your body could worship God and be able to contain what He has contained, which then brings you into a connectedness with God our Father. The problem being, brothers and sisters, is that somebody taught people that it was reserved for a few. It's not. It's reserved for a few who will believe. Okay? For the few who will believe. That's all that the requirement is, that you believe. So my whole focus on ministry is to write things to equip the believers. And I've been doing this for 30 years. This is year 31. And finally, all the pieces, not all of them, but as many of the pieces as the Lord will reveal to me are coming together. They're coming together. If you have The Spirits Are Subject Unto You, go to the page in preparation for where I'm going. And it says, pray for yourself. Command those spirits to get out of you to go in preparation for the deeper deliverance that I'm going to do tomorrow. Take yourself through this deliverance that have you bound so that it'll be so easy for your deliverance from those hidden works. And even if you don't understand, I'm giving you some understanding now. You're going to be, there's a seed and a root. As I was studying, thinking that today was going to end it all, but it ain't, brothers and sisters. And when I finish my book, or when Reggie finished, because that's finished. That's been finished, laying on the shelf for over, I don't know how many years, just laying there. But I thank God for my husband. I really thank God for my husband. And I used to fuss at him sometimes. I used to say, why are you bringing all these papers? Why are you bringing, it's going to cost more with the moving company. And he always used to say to me, you wrote them. I can't leave them. And he would box up every paper. He would box up my notes. I tell you, one time he boxed up the garbage. But I thank God today. Thank God, brothers and sisters, for me hungering and thirsting. And you know what? I studied that Aramaic. It was hard. It was hard. But God said, study it. Do you know how frustrating it can be sometimes for God tell you to study something and then he don't even bring it up for 10 years? But it's easy. Because I found out when he told me to study the Aramaic fragments, that those Aramaic fragments had later on was going to have information parallel to the manuscripts from the Qumran that were not contained in the Greek or the Ethiopic translations. I studied those too. The story of the watchers in the book of the giants in the book of Enoch does not mention any demons. But it calls the watchers and the giants by name. I thank God because I learned, and we're going to get into that. I got to put my notes together here where I understand it. Only this time I'm not going to understand it and put it on the shelf and just lay it up there. This time, because of where I am now and where you are now, I know that we have been born into the kingdom for such a time as this. We who, the body of Christ, the whole body of Christ. I tell you, that pastor was preaching on Lucifer in Houston. I'm going to send him, or either go see him, because I got the other part to his part. So what are you saying? I'm telling you, the magical arts that witchcraft and wizardry and sorcery and all that stuff is founded on is right there. That's the start. Right there. So, brothers and sisters, if you have this, take it, go to whatever page it is. It might be 71, it might be 72, it might be 73. I don't know what edition you have. If you don't have the spirits I've subject unto you, I will be glad to give it to you. I don't know what I'm going to do with my book, Ted Line Understanding, because, Reggie, you still here?
Really?
When do you think you'll be? Okay. When do
Hello?
You think you'll be finished with it? I'm here.
By
I can hear you.
By today.
What? What'd you say?
By today. I'm on page 80 out of 97.
Okay. It's 97 pages?
Yes.
So at page 98, you'll be done?
Yes.
Okay. So you see, brothers and sisters, I didn't just start this. This is the culmination of it. This is the coming together of it. But what I'm saying to you, I don't know if it's going to be on my show. I'm going to finish teaching it. If I don't finish teaching it, I'll do the deliverance on Omega Man, however it goes. But tomorrow is your day of deliverance from Lucifer, who became Satan, and his fallen angels and demons. You cannot remain sick once the devil is cast out of you. It ain't going to happen. Go on YouTube and find that teaching that God gave me on that Gregory Shadow Man. Remember, Lucifer, who became Satan, who became and who was the first case of multiple personality disorder in the world, the originator of it, Lucifer, who became Satan, who became the beast, the dragon. Now we know he did not become the destroyer, Abaddon and Apollyon. He became their leader. Did I tell you that? Yeah, remember? He became their leader. He became their leader. The father. Remember John 8:44 when it say, "You are of your father, the devil." They're talking about Lucifer there, who became Satan, who became the beast, who became. We got to check it out, because I don't even think he became Beelzebub. I think Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, Lord of Hades. I think he's one of those angels that fell too. But Lucifer became their leader. And those demons, descendants, that demon, that incubus, that succubus that violated me, I'm about to pay him back in a way that only God could pay him back. I've been waiting for the end of my book. It's not the book that's going to pay him back. It's the power and the authority now of being able to get to the seed and the root of his filth and foulness. You see, brothers and sisters, if we wait on the Lord, like he say, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and wait on the Lord. It may not take you 30 years, but that's what it took me. But I pray, God, you don't have to wait 30 years if you just use what God has given you through the men and women who've already paved the way, the pioneers. And they're not all dead yet. We all gonna die. That's why you need to get it before we do. So I want to thank you this morning for being on this headline. But you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Those watchers who did not perish in the flood are being, and you know what? They've been being exposed. I wouldn't really look at that guy too much. Tom Horn and those guys, I say, man, they kind of over my head. I'm going to just stick with Jesus and, you know. But brothers and sisters, this stuff cannot be ignored, neither denied. Sometimes you got to take a position like I did. I'm going to just wait and see. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to wait and see. And God will bring his truth out of darkness. He will provide you with the truth. And in doing it, he will empower you to be a witness. A witness to his might and his glory on this earth. Because make no mistake about it, Jesus is coming again. He is coming again. You see, all these cult leaders, all these people, little cults, big cults, the tragic part of the whole thing is they're trying to regain what they believe we lost in our fall from grace in the Garden of Eden. And that was the promise which they already had, brothers and sisters. They trying to get it back, the connectedness being the oneness with God that we lost when we were separated by sin. They're trying to get it back, excuse me, through the acquiring of forbidden knowledge. And it had the opposite effect. It removed Adam and Eve's immortality and perfection. And they traded it for mortality, death, and corruption. And let me tell you something. That cult was trying to tap into, make themselves familiar spirits. It'll never work. That cult, like most cults, when the person said they become God, you know what? It could be that they become little G's, demons. But listen, God has somebody, some man, some woman, somewhere, that there's a gift in them from Jesus. It ain't laid out in 1 John 3:8, but it's contained in 1 John 3:8. I said it's not laid out in 1 John 3:8, but it's contained in 1 John 3:8. Well, what is it, Erica? It's this. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. There are men and women of God for this purpose. God has raised them up. God knew when he placed the stars in the heaven, when he laid the framework for the foundation of the world, that for such a time as this, those people would be imparted with power and giftings from God's Holy Spirit to destroy the works of the devil manifest on this earth. Who knows, brothers and sisters, whether you have been born for such a time as this? Pray for me. I'm going to do this deliverance. If you don't have the spirits that are subject unto you, you can get it. I'm going to give it to you this morning. You can call 843-782-7788. You need that deliverance in preparation for the deliverance. What am I doing? I'm doing exactly what Pastor Wynn Worley used to say. I'm going to clean out underbrush. And that's a term I used to use all the time. You just grow and you forget, but it works. I'm going to clean out the underbrush. You're going to clean out your own underbrush in preparation for your own deliverance to be healed, delivered and healed. You're going to be delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and then God's going to heal your mortal body. If you don't believe it, just have enough courage to try it and see. To try it and see. You got everything to gain, and you ain't got nothing to lose but your pain, your misery, your torment, and your sickness and disease. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Sister Erica on the TED line. Pray for me, and guess what? I'm going to pray for you tomorrow, either on the TED line or Omega Man Radio. But you will be delivered and healed tomorrow. If you do what? Just believe. If you don't even have enough faith to believe in your faith, just believe in my faith. See you tomorrow.
I used to live like I was under attack, dropping arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone, it's in the cross, and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm going. Because of you.
I'd like for Gwen Cooper, if you hear this, give me a call.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, when would that book, I found another little book, brothers and sisters, that I wrote, gosh, a long time ago, called Are You Ready to Believe Again? That's what God's getting you ready for. I don't know when, if she's finished with that little book, but I want you to have that too. Let me find out. Stephanie, I just opened your phone. She may have hung up.
Good
Stephanie.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. When are you finished with that little booklet I gave you? Are you ready to believe again?
Yes, it's finished.
Okay. If you, I think I'm going to save that as a PDF too, okay?
Okay.
We're going to send that out. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brothers and sisters, we getting you ready. God getting you ready. God getting you ready because he's about to bust. Ooh, he about to break out with the greatest revival we've ever seen. I hope you're ready for it. I'm ready. I'm ready, and I want to be under the spout where the glory comes out.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
I get a new blessing.